This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Cardinal Raymond Burke is, in the Vatican, the equivalent of what Chief Justice John Roberts is to the U.S. Supreme Court, certainly an expert in law. In a new interview speaking specifically of Nancy Pelosi, he said the Democrat legislator is someone who obstinately, after repeated admonitions, persists in a grave sin, cooperating with the crime of procured abortion, and as such should be denied communion. A reporter for Philadelphia Magazine has kept in touch with Kermit Gosnell and tells the story of Gosnell's complicated personal moral code, allowing him to feel no remorse for what he did. Gosnell says poverty and personal requests for abortion made the killing of newborns and others somehow less evil. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Pro-life advocates who have taken flak for criticizing the safety of three-parent in vitro fertilization are now being supported by articles in Science magazine. From an ethical standpoint, bioethicist Father Tad Pacholczyk has made the simplest point, saying that children have a right to know they were conceived in an embrace of love. Now from Science, studies on model organisms show mitochondrial replacement affecting an entire range of important traits, individual development, cognitive behavior, and key health parameters. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.